Action English.
The socks that people wear on their feet are not very exciting, but several interesting English expressions are made from them. One such expression is pull up your socks. It means try to do better, improve your performance. Imagine a basketball team near the end of an important game. The players are losing. They are so tired that even their socks look tired. The tops of their socks are falling down over their shoes. The coach calls time out to talk to his team. Take a deep breath, he tells them. Get organized. If you pull up your socks, you can win this game. He is telling them they can win if they start playing better. A newspaper once reported that a political leader told members of his party that they needed to pull up their socks and get back in the game. Another expression is to sock some money away. It means to save some money instead of spending it. A friend might tell you, for example, that she is socking some money away for a holiday trip. Word experts say the expression probably came from people hiding their savings in a sock instead of putting it in a bank. Another common expression is to knock your socks off. You use the expression to describe something that is so great it will excite anyone who hears about it. The listener will become so excited he will jump right out of his socks. A salesman, for example, tells a store owner about a new product. Wait until you try it, he says. It will knock your socks off. A teenager might use the expression to tell a friend about a new rock music album, one that will knock her socks off. Flyers use another sock expression when they talk about an airport closed by fog or other bad weather. They say that the airport is socked in. The expression goes back to the days before pilots had radios and other electronic instruments to help them land. To land safely, they needed to know the direction of the wind and how fast it was blowing. In the old days, they got that information from a wind sock. This was a long, tube-like piece of cloth that looked a little like a sock that a giant might wear. The wind sock hung from a pole that stood on top of the highest airport building. When the wind blew through the wind sock, the sock turned to show the direction of the wind. And by seeing how far out the sock extended, flyers could get a good idea of wind speed. But they could get this information only if they could see the wind sock. When fog hid the sock, they said the landing field was socked in, and they landed somewhere else.